Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us on this Christmas Eve and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight. O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Well, when I was a kid and we were on a trip, my dad would wait until the absolute last moment to get a hotel room. The reflector posts would be flashing by in the dark. And then a sign, literally a sign, blossoming, orange, comforting, green trim around it, Holiday Inn. We'd take the exit. Dad would pull under the green canopy. He would get out. His black cowboy hat would blend against the night sky as he marched through the front door. And my sister and I would stir beside my mom in the cramped front cab of that pickup. Because, of course, we were driving in a pickup with a horse trailer hooked to the back of it. There was no back seat. So I would scoop my legs out from under the stick shift and stretch my size 6 shoes towards the pedals. I would whisper to my sister, "Maybe we'll stay here. Looks like they've got a pool." A few seconds later, Dad would emerge through the sliding doors, his head bent forward against an invisible wind of finances, headaches, and deadlines. The tip of my nose would just clear the dash. My sigh would rustle the twine, holding the water jug to the stick shift. No key. Dad would hop back in the truck and shake his head at Mom. They wanted too much money. Back onto the interstate we would go, keeping our eyes peeled for another sign at another exit. We would repeat this exercise at least 2 more times, at least. A glowing, shiny sign blossoming beside the interstate. Comfort Inn, Super 8. But no rest. No place to jump on the beds. Just disappointment. And then we'd finally see it. An old sign just down the road. The paint would be cracked. The E in motel would buzz and flicker. A dingy little sign, not promising, a sign that you would go past without even noticing it. But inevitably, this would be the sign that would herald joy for the 6-year-old and the 5-year-old in the cramped pickup cab. There we could crawl out of the pickup, brandish our teddy bears, and bounce on the beds. Now, the Judeans of the first century Palestine had done their fair share of driving life's interstate looking for a place to rest, a place where God was truly present. There were plenty of signs lining the way. They blossomed bright in the dark. They promised good news to the weary travelers. Pax Romana Inn, peace of Rome Inn. Come rest in the imperial peace of Rome's political stability and law and order. God is found in Caesar. Caesar is God. Gananaim Zealot Hotel, or, yes, yeah, Zealot Hotel. Honor and blood, freedom from Rome, or death. God shows where the blood flows. Parushim, or Pharisee Hotel. God and Messiah will come to us if we start taking God's law a little more seriously. Do your part, and God's presence will impart. There were hundreds of signs advertising their good news. Maybe we'll stay here. Looks like there's a pool. But each time the result was the same for first century Judeans. No key, and Dad emerging from the sliding doors with head bent forward against an invisible wind of finances, headaches, and deadlines. They want too much money. Emperor worship, revenge, narcissistic scrupulosity. idol worship, basically. And God isn't found in any of these places. Not much has changed. We are all driving down life's highway, crammed into the pickup cab, looking for a sign of rest, an indicator that God is really, truly present. One sign after another, and we think we found that place, that spot, a blossom of glow beside the interstate, a shiny sign, Politics Hotel. God is found when your candidate comes round. Entertainment Inn. God is present when you give yourself a present. You get it? I like that one. I was proud of myself. Good job. Divine Contract Hotel. God is near when you kick it in gear. But each ends with little noses peering over the dash and sighing in disappointment. Dad emerging from the sliding doors with head bent forward against an invisible wind of finances, headaches, and deadlines. They all want too much money. Empty idol worship. Our candidate elected, but no divine rest. The latest gadget, but no divine rest. Our best efforts, but no divine rest. Suffering even. Each time the promise of God being present, but only absence. But this evening a mighty angel sings of a sign just down the road. A sign just down the road from first century Judeans and 21st century North Americans. There in Bethlehem, the house of bread. There in Bethlehem is a place of rest, a place where the grace of God appears to all people. Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign. This will be the sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. It's a dingy little sign, warns the angel. There's no sentimental flourishes. It's not a sign with LED lights and shiny fiberglass. It's a rundown sign with cracked paint and an E flickering and buzzing in motel. It's a sign that you would pass by without a thought. That can't be where God is. But when you see the sign, says the angel, when you see the scrunched-faced infant swaddled in death's linens in a feed trough, you see good news. When you see him under the old cow chewing and snorting, you see the glory of God come down. You see peace on earth. You see the Lord Messiah himself. You see God himself in soiled diapers on an animal's table. This is the sign for you. The sign of love come down into your darkness. And a whole platoon of angels now surrounds the mighty messenger. Their voices shake the stars. Yes, that sign. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. Sisters and brothers, this evening are you driving down life's highway looking for a sign that God is really, truly present with you? There's a sign in Bethlehem, a sign in the house of bread. He lies in a manger, from the Latin, a manducare, a place of chewing. He lies on a table. Death's linens surround him as a tablecloth. This Christmas Eve, God is really and truly present for you, here, in this place. In this place, there is a man who is light for your darkness, a man of rest, Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Look, there's the dingy little sign right there. The dingy little sign, the E flickering and buzzing, a humble table with death's linens in the house of bread. In one of his famous Christmas sermons, the great Anglican bishop Lancelot Andrews once observed, "Of the sacraments, we may well say, this will be the sign for you. For a sign it is, and by it ye shall find this child. For finding his flesh and blood, ye cannot miss but find him too." So this evening, come to the manger table. Come and find rest in your souls. Come, get out of your cramped pickup cabs and jump on the bed with your teddy bears. For God gives you a sign that He is really and truly present with you. And that is good news. That is the gospel of Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.